You know, they say Hollywood has more beautiful women than the rest of the country put together. I don't know too much about the rest of the country, but it's a pleasure to see how some of them around here are put together. I can't think of two better examples than the two girls about to make the awards for art decoration and set decoration. From my left, Miss Barbara Hale. And from my right, Miss Ruth Roman.
Thanks for those nice words, Mr. Douglas. You know, I'm afraid you say that to everyone who comes out on this stage.
I didn't say it about John Lund.
I would have.
Oh. Well, that's what makes horse racing. Barbara, will you start off with the nominees, please?
Those nominated for the best achievement in art direction of a black and white picture are Come to the Stable, 20th Century Fox, Lyle Wheeler and Joseph C. Wright, Set Decoration, Tom Little and Paul S. Fox.
The Heiress, Paramount, Harry Horner and John Meehan. Set Direction, Emile Curie.
And Madame Bovary, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Cedric Gibbons and Jack Martin Smith. Set Direction, Edwin B. Willis, I believe, yes, and Richard Pepperley. And now for the envelope. Harry Horner and John Meehan for the Heiress.
Harry Horner, John Meehan, and Emil Curie. This, by the way, if you're confused, is a dual award, inasmuch as in each case the art decoration or direction and set decoration are tied closely together. And now the plaque is being handed for set decoration and the Oscar, of course, for art direction.
Those nominated for Best Achievement in Art Direction of a Color Production are Adventures of Don Juan, Warner Brothers, Edward Correa, Set Direction, Lynn Rhyne-Schneider.
Little Women, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Cedric Gibbons and Paul Gross, Set Direction, Edwin B. Willis and Jack D. Moore.
And Saraband, J. Arthur Rank, Eagle Lion, British, Jim Monahan, Michael Ralph, and William Kellner. The envelopes, please, Mr. Holford. Cedric Gibbons and Paul Garcet for Little Women.
Very popular award tonight. Cedric Gibbons, the winner of six previous awards for art direction, made the original sketch of Oscar, which was the basis for the trophy design.
Richard A. Pepperley will accept the awards for set decoration. Set direction by Edward B. Willis and Jack D. Moore.
We have given away so many plaques, ladies and gentlemen, and various and sundry things. And I might apologetically say that the presence of Miss Hale and Miss Roman is not conducive to sticking to the script. We will go from there to music. Tonight, to sing the third nominated song representing the group of top stars in Western films, we have with us everybody's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's really indeed a pleasure and an honor to be here tonight for this great occasion. As I look over these famous Oscars out here, it sort of makes me jealous. After all, I know that I haven't a chance to win one of them. After all, my pictures don't even play these large theaters or large cities. In fact, my pictures play a lot of towns that are so small, Harry Truman hasn't even been there yet. But we would like to do a little number for you, ladies and gentlemen, that is up for an award tonight, and we really love it. We think it's a grand song. And with the help of the, what's your name?
Cass.
Cass County Boys.
Thank you.
We would like to try and sing it for you. Lavender blue, dilly dilly. Lavender green. If I were king, dilly dilly, I'd need a queen. Told me so, dilly dilly. Who told me so? I told myself, dilly dilly. I told me so. If your dilly dilly heart feels the dilly dilly way, and if you'll answer yes, in a pretty little church on a dilly-dilly day, you'll be wed in a dilly-dilly dress of lavender blue, dilly-dilly, lavender green. Then I'll be king, dilly-dilly, and you'll be my queen. If your dilly dilly heart feels a dilly dilly way, and if you'll answer yes, in a dilly little church on a dilly dilly day, you'll be wed in a dilly dilly dress of lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. Then I'll be king, dilly dilly, and you'll be my queen.
Thank you, Gene Autry. Now, every time they mention this next fellow, every time they mention him, they say he started out as a hoofer, that he became a fine dramatic actor, a great light comedian. He was president of the Screen Actors Guild, a stout fellow, beloved by everybody, everybody beloved by him. In fact, people say so many nice things about the fellow, you'd think he was dead. To prove he's not, here he is, Mr. George Murphy.
Thank you, Paul. I may not be dead, but I certainly feel dressed for it. Thank you. My job here tonight is to make the awards for documentary films. Documentary film has been called the creative reporting of social facts on film. Certainly the pictures which have been nominated for the award this year fit that definition exactly. They are A Chance to Live, March of Time, Richard de Rochemont, producer, 20th Century Fox, 1848, A&F Films, produced by French Cinéma Général Coopérative, The Rising Tide, National Film Board of Canada, produced by St. Francis Xavier University, and So Much for So Little, Warner Brothers Cartoons, Edward Seltzer, producer. The special envelope, please. The winners are A Chance to Live, March of Time, produced by Richard de Rochemont, 20th Century Fox, and So Much for So Little, Warner Brothers Cartoons, produced by Edward Seltzer. It was a tie, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's our first tie of the evening, A Chance to Live, documentary short subjects. The award is being accepted by Colonel Jason S. Joy. A That was The March of Time, Edward Rochemont producing the picture. And so much for little, the award is being accepted by Mr. Edward Selzer. This is a Warner Brothers picture. Our first tie of the evening in documentary short subjects.
Colonel Jason S. Joy of 20th Century Fox Studio accepted the award for The Chance to Live. Mr. Murphy?
Thank you, Paul. Those nominated for feature documentary are Daybreak in Udi, British Information Services, produced by Crown Film Unit, and Kenji Comes Home, a Protestant Film Commission production, Paul F. Hurd, producer. May I have the envelope, please? Daybreak in Udi, British Information Services, produced by Crown Film Unit.
Or I should say, by Robert Henry Hedo, British Consul General of Los Angeles.
Mr. Robert Henry Hedo, British Consul General in Los Angeles, accepted the award, and thank you, George Murphy. Now, the next awards are for costume design. During the past dozen years, Hollywood has set a pattern of fashion. The clothes worn by our feminine stars seem to create the type of styles women like to follow. And to present the awards, we have the type of women men like to follow. From my left, Miss Peggy Dow. And from my right, Miss Joanne Drew.
Thank you, Paul. We're very pleased to present awards to the designers.
And for all the women who appear on the screen, we would like to thank the people who make that appearance so much better.
Those nominated for the best achievement in costume design for a black and white production are The Heiress, Paramount, Edith Head, and Guile Steele.
And Prince of Foxes, 20th Century Fox, Vittorio, Nino, Novarese, and may I have the envelope? The winner is Edith Head and Guile Steele for The Heiress.
Oh, this is wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so happy for Edith Head. An award is long overdue her. As a matter of fact, we had our hair done at the same place this afternoon, and I told her I was rooting strongly for her. And here she comes in a very interesting gown. Black linen skirt with a white top embroidered in jet. Man with her looks very handsome. Guile Steele, who is also accepting an award. Edith was nominated in 1948 for the Emperor Waltz.
Those nominated for the best achievement in costume design of a color production are Adventures of Don Juan, Warner Brothers, Leah Rhodes, Travilla, and Marjorie Best.
And Mother is a Freshman, 20th Century Fox, Kay Nelson. The envelope, please. And the winner is Leah Rhodes, Sevilla, and Marjorie Best for The Adventures of Don Juan.
This is really my department tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I couldn't be happier. Leah Rhodes is doing the costumes for the new picture I'm about to start now, and she's done some wonderful things out at Warner Brothers. And Travilla has, too, also Marjorie Best. The two ladies are coming up to accept the award. I'd like to describe what they have on, but from our little canary cage, it's difficult to see. Miss Rhodes.
Thank you, Peggy Dow and Joanne Drew. Leah Rhodes and Marjorie Best have accepted the award for Travilla.